This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. We are making history today. The first ever divisional playoff. Tommy tells it like it is.
Wow.
I know. And I know you've been researching hard.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
And I know a little bit about Baltimore. I've been through a few times.
Based on what you said this morning, no, you don't. But we'll figure it all out. We'll figure it all out. Because there are some sports experts who will tell you what you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
But only one little man.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear.
Run!
But our football expert tells you what you need to know. Tommy tells it like it is on a Football Friday in the break room on WCMF.
You ready, Kemosabe?
Kimmy does not know that reference.
I mean, I've heard it used. I have no idea where it comes from.
You shouldn't.
Okay. Over under 400 total yards.
Total yards.
Total rushing and passing for Bills quarterback Josh Allen Saturday night.
He's going to get 400 total yards?
I would like to drop some knowledge on you. Josh,
that's that offense. That's just him.
Him.
Yes.
Throwing and running. Now, by the way, he's had multiple 400-yard games through the air period this season, if I'm not mistaken. Also, last week against the Colts, Josh Allen accounted for 378 of the Bills' total 397 yards in that game.
All right.
The Bills had 19 yards where Josh had nothing to do with it. They also needed him to be the hero because of the way the game shook out. Tommy, it's win or go home.
Yep.
You got to pull every trick out of the bag.
Oh, yeah.
And
this is it.
The Bills are without running back Zach Moss, who had taken more of the load the last few weeks.
Crazy Legs Moss is out?
Yeah, he's done. Well, actually, his leg is actually crazy now because of what happened. But here's the thing.
What?
If the Ravens do one thing, if they're going to do one thing on defense, it's try and stop Josh Allen.
Well, what else they got to do?
You might not be able to stop him, but you could see them scheme to try. And the Bills might also know that they're coming to stop Josh Allen, so maybe there's some other things they're going to try and do, crazy trick style.
All right, now everybody's healthy, right, for the most part, except for Moss.
Moss is out. Beasley was limited
he's
yesterday.
He's a little banged up.
But he's going to play. Guys. Yeah, everyone else is good to go, it looks like.
Okay.
So,
here we go.
Saturday night, prime time.
Prime time.
Over under 400 total yards for Bills QB Josh Allen.
Al Michaels in the building.
Yeah.
You believe in miracles?
Yes!
I get the right guy, right?
Yes, that's Al Michaels.
I wasn't sure.
Well, I thought you were going to say more stuff.
No, I wasn't sure if it was Al Michaels that did that call.
All right, so you got over under 400 total yards, Josh Allen.
Well, I told you, I'm expecting big things.
So?
I got to take the over.
The old Josh-a-roo.
But you were surprised a second ago.
Yes.
Josh, 400? Even though he's done it four times just through the air?
Well, you schooled me. I didn't know. I like how you give me information, I use it, and then you slap me in the ass for it.
Oh, I'm sorry, because when I give you information that you don't use, you yell at me, I don't even need the information. Lies.
Yeah, usually you don't listen anyways.
But no, y'all cockamamie it up.
You also said this morning that Lamar Jackson, without question, is a better quarterback than Josh Allen.
Yes, but I don't think he has the team.
Oh.
I'm not debating the guy's skills. I'd be crazy to say that.
No, you said this morning that you get bored watching Josh Allen play.
I'm not bored. I never said bored.
You did. You watch the other kid plays, let you watch Josh. Boring. Boring. All right, so just to be clear, over 400 total yards. Total, passing and running.
The offensive.
For Josh Allen. Quarterback Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Okay, we got the over. Second over under. Over under one half an interception for Bills corner Tre'Davious White. It's easy. He gets an interception or he doesn't. Stupid.
That's a hard one.
Tre'Davious White, signed his massive contract this offseason. For a week, he was the highest paid corner ever in the NFL history.
Okay.
And he's had some bumpy times, but you also have a defense with the Bills that are missing some key pieces that could affect that.
But they're all together now, right?
Mostly, yes.
Yeah.
Now, despite the fact that he had some ups and downs, he has had three picks while teams have been trying to avoid throwing his way this season. And Ravens,
he's only got three the whole season?
That's a lot
that's a number
one corner.
Right.
Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson has a bit of a tendency to turn the ball over.
Now, but he don't throw the ball much.
Well, that's just it.
He said he runs.
He's only thrown 10 interceptions, but they don't throw the ball.
Mm.
And if they are forced to throw, which they might have to do, the Bills did a really good job at shutting down their run game when they saw him last season. Like, bro, Lamar Jackson is good for at least one, what are you doing throw a week? It happened last week against the Titans.
But then it would have to go to that guy.
Sure. Yeah. But that guy is going to be on your number one receiver, Hollywood Brown, most likely.
Oh, Hollywood's back?
Hollywood's back.
Hollywood.
Hollywood's back.
All right.
I'm just saying, man.
So he's on Hollywood.
He probably, most likely.
Look, I like how I say it, and then it goes to probably.
I'm giving you the knowledge that I have for you to make an informed decision.
Well, it ain't much.
You read more words covering and you stopped.
I didn't have them.
Okay. They could try and keep it away from Trey.
I'll take it. I'll take the over.
Are you sure? Ask him again just to make sure.
I'm taking one.
No, Kimmy's right.
All he's got to get it. He has to get one and I win.
Over,
right?
Under, one half an interception for Bill's corner.
So if
Trey
he gets
White.
A pick, I win.
Yes.
I'm taking it.
I'll
take
the Trey Trend.
You don't sound very confident.
Well, that's a weird one, man.
No, it's not. He gets an interception or he doesn't.
Yeah, I get how it works. I understand math.
No, you don't.
That's a hard one.
Okay.
You got to admit, that's a tough pick.
Well, yeah, divisional playoffs are tough.
No, but if I get that, you won't even give me credit.
No, you will get credit. No,
that's an easy one to either give you credit for or deny.
No, because if I get it, you'll go, well, I told you.
Look at you. You already know that you're going to crash at birds, and you're bitching before it even happens. Oh, you don't think so?
No, I think I'm going to do good.
Okay, we'll find out because we have another one coming here.
Oh, yeah.
Our third over-under. Over-under. 3.5 catches for Bills wide receiver, the Angel Gabriel Davis.
He's going to get 4 catches?
Yep. Bills don't win without Gabriel Davis last week. 2 jaw-dropping sideline catches before the half that leads to a touchdown. Mm. And all season long, despite being the 4th-round pick and the 4th receiver on a team with amazing veteran talent, he's made an impact.
Had some big moments.
He's not catching 10 balls a game, but all of his catches matter. So he's averaging, Tommy, somewhere between 3 and 4 catches the last few weeks. Smart money would be on the over. But in a game like this, does Josh, an offensive coordinator, Brian Daboll, want to trust the vets? Are you going to try and force it to the guys that you know you can trust? Avoid him? Or are they going to be covered because you're the ones that they're worried about? And Gabe Davis comes over.
This is too goddamn confusing.
No, it's not. It's very simple.
No, it ain't. Oh, it's confusing. What is it again? He's got to get 4 catches?
Over, under 3.5 catches for Gabe Davis. The Angel Gabriel Davis.
Yes.
And you're saying he's good?
No, you are the expert. You tell me if he's good.
Well, you just called him the Angel.
He's the Angel because he saved us last week.
I mean, you've watched the games. I mean, you've seen him make plays.
I don't keep notes like y'all.
Well, what's your first instinct?
I'm expecting big things, so it would take 4 catches.
Okay, so then what?
Get that green, put it in the till.
Wait, I didn't say that yet.
You just said I'm expecting. You jumped a gun.
I wasn't an official pick till I say yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm an official
stamp. Well, you make it official then.
All right,
yes,
so
I take that pick.
No, that's not an answer.
My pick is in.
Okay, I'm going to ask you the question and you answer.
All right.
Over, under, 3.5 catches for the Angel Gabriel Davis.
Over.
Okay. We've done this every week for the last 18 weeks. Why is it so hard today?
I don't know, because there's a lot going on.
It's a football game.
You said it's the greatest game, biggest game ever.
And you told me. We're both.
What a great show.
I'm all like.
What a great show.
All right, Bills opened up last week. 2.5-point favorites at home. They moved to 2 points earlier in the week. It's back to 2.5. But the Ravens seem to be the trendy pick from guys in the know, the, quote, experts. Do the Bills win, Tommy, and do they do it by 3?
Well, I'm expecting them to win.
Okay.
And I'm expecting a big game. Not a tight game.
It's going to be a big game no matter what.
No, not a tight game.
Oh, okay.
You think it's going to be a blowout on the Bills' side?
Well, how many points is a blowout?
Well, again, what 10? Have we established, 10?
You said 10 the last time.
Well, 10's fine, 10's a blowout, fine.
Well, I said it win.
Okay, so not a blowout.
I said they win.
Okay.
And they cover.
Okay.
So you have the Bills winning by more than 3.
Mm-hmm.
this could be the closest game maybe like in the NFL this season. These teams are very well matched with each other. They're positives and negatives, strengths and weaknesses. Mm. And it's for everything. And you've got two great offensive coordinators going against each other. Former Bills offensive coordinator Greg Roman, current Bills offensive coordinator Brian Daboll. You still think you want to go over the three?
Yes.
All right, there it is. We have Tommy Mulay's picks for the divisional playoff round.
That should do it.
Over 400 total yards for Josh Allen on Saturday night. Over one half an interception for corner Tre'Davious White. Over 3.5 catches for the Angel Gabriel Davis wide receiver. And the Bills will win, and they will do it by more than a field goal. So let's do this stupid dance where I go, hey, we're all done. Let's move on to the next thing.
That should wrap it all
and
up.
And then, okay, good. So we'll...
Not so fast, buddy. I am predicting big things for this game.
Okay.
And I say when this is all said and done, when this is all said and done, they rename a street after Josh Allen.
I think they already did. They did this week. There's already an Allen Street downtown. Yeah,
no, not a street that's named Allen. They call it Josh Allen Boulevard.
Okay, you already saw the picture, didn't
you?
Okay,
yeah, Josh Allen Tower. Yeah, you tried to pre... Did you think we didn't see that?
I don't know if you knew.
Did you think we weren't going
to
see...
Well, I'm trying to win one of these damn things.
It already happened, dumbass!
And nobody said you had to do a bonus pick.
You picked a bonus pick!
Oh, they're kind of fun, you gotta...
Well, they're fun if they're an actual pick that you didn't already see.
Can I ask you a logical question? What were the odds that you were going to see Bill's news?
There's Josh Allen everything now.
Yes. And then Kimmy and
you
I
can't
didn't see
everything.
Okay. So wait, I'll give you this. Wait. You think if the Bills win this game,
It's going to be a party.
That the city of Buffalo will officially name, just from winning this game, a street for Josh Allen.
Why wouldn't you?
Because it's only a divisional playoff game.
Yeah, but it's like this hasn't happened in 20 years.
Okay, yeah. But you can't name a street after a guy when he goes to the AFC.
You can do whatever you want.
All right, so that's what you want your bonus pick to be? Official street named after Josh Allen for winning this game.
All right, what if they just carry... No, I went to street.
Okay.
I went to street.
We will recap whatever...
Josh Allen Boulevard.
We will recap whatever the hell this just was with our good buddies Mike Danger, Gene Battaglia from the Sports Bar 95.7 just after 9 here on a Football Friday on CMF. Man, you are agitated today. And I think it's coming from fear. You legitimately don't know what to think about tomorrow night.
Who does? I'm just hoping for a good game.
Oh, you're not hoping for Bills win?
I want to win.
No, you just said good game.
I want a blowout. Like, I don't even want to be concerned in the fourth quarter.
Okay, that's not going to happen.
Well, because that's when I usually go to bed.
Oh, my God. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.